After pro-choice activists packed the Capitol and helped kill abortion restrictions 2 weeks ago, the Right to Life crowd is leaving nothing to chance. Monday night, some 4,000 blue-clad warriors rallied on the Capitol steps. Chanting and waving signs, they wanted to show support for the abortion restrictions bill headed to the House floor today. Decked out in orange, pro-choice protesters weren't far away. Though she knows the Republicans have the votes to pass new limits on abortion, Melissa Scott of Austin said it's important the opposition be heard.
I feel like I still have a right to stand up for what I believe in, and it's not that we're pro-abortion, I am pro-choice. I don't think anybody should tell me how to live my life or anybody else.
Center stage in the debate today will be a petite blonde woman from North Texas. No, it's not Democrat Wendy Davis, who led the filibuster and gained national fame. It's Representative Jody Laubenberg, a Collin County Republican who's been in the House for a decade.
I think this is by far probably the most significant bill I've ever introduced because of the implications of it.
Laubenberg's bill is the same one that was stopped by the filibuster. It bans most abortions after 20 weeks, claiming fetuses can at that point feel pain. It requires abortion clinics meet the safety standards of surgical centers, and doctors performing abortions must have privileges at nearby hospitals.
Is the goal to shut down
No.
the abortion providers?
No, it's not going to prevent someone who wants to get an abortion from getting an abortion. The only part of the bill that actually stops abortion is the five-month ban. A woman who wants to have an abortion, a medical abortion, is going to go in and she could have the RU486. The woman who goes through a clinical abortion will continue to have that option.
Laubenberg says her bill is modeled after others in states where abortion restrictions have been enacted, but she admits both sides in this battle are dug in, and her legislation will probably be challenged in court. Shelley Kaufler, KERA News, in Austin.